Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Greeks and gifts, Ireland's come Acropolis. Are we done with playing Greece now, Pádraig? Yeah, three times in the space of what, 2 years?
We've had our fill, yeah. There was no great expectation that we'd win the match, though, last night. But
were we slightly better than the last two times we played them? Can we at least say that?
You can say that, slightly better, yeah. And Caoimhín Kelleher, barred that mistake at the end, seemed to have a good performance.
He had a busy half hour in the first half,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, relentless as the Greeks were coming after Ireland. And this now is the third defeat in four games under the new Irish management team. A 2-0 defeat last night in Athens, two goals, both goals coming in the second half. And in the other match in the group, Jack Grealish and Declan Rice, as well as Trent Alexander-Arnold, scored for England in their 3-1 win over Finland in Helsinki. Well, John Kenny was in Athens for radio commentary last night, and he got the views of the Irish captain on the night, Nathan Collins.
I think there's a lot of frustration and a lot of hurt there in the dressing room. I think first half we were solid offensively, but I think we weren't that. We didn't press enough, we weren't aggressive enough. I think second half we stepped it up again, we got conceded an early goal, which it was annoying because we said at half time, beware for that. I think it's unfortunate as well. I think it takes a deflection, which is unlucky. But the reaction to that was very positive, and we just couldn't get that goal.
Yeah, it was a shame, obviously, the deflection and then the mistake towards the end. So it's just those two moments in the game. But there was positive to take, from, especially in the second half. Taylor came on, good header, a few chance, half chances like that, which could have created goals.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I mean. It's a few half chances. We need to make that clear-cut chance for the strikers, you know what I mean? And something we need to work on, I think obviously mistakes happen, but can we cut them out as well? Like me previously last game, Caoimhín was unlucky today. That happens in football. That's a part of football. But if we can cut them out a little bit, then we can crack on and stay in games a bit more.
Mm. Sometimes trying to play out of the back, these things are going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, that's football, you know what I mean? I think it's a mistake, that's the one I had, I shouldn't make. Caoimhín knows he shouldn't make it. It happens, you really have to understand that. I think we'd probably rather gone long. Maybe I could have gone long before the pass it to him. We'll look at it back, but listen, that didn't define the game. Before that defined the game.
Yeah, you're a new manager. How are you finding working under him?
No, we've really enjoyed it. You know, as a group, we bought into it. You can see the improvements in us. You know, we can see that it's slowly transitioning and we're getting better. We're looking more confident in shape. And it's just fine-tuning things. And I think it will click. I think we're close to it.
Yeah, positive outlook there from Nathan Collins. In Gaelic Games, 12 county finals were played across the country over the weekend. Our online sports team have individual reports on each final on our website, rte.ie/sport. The bonfires were blazing in Ratoath last night to welcome home their hurlers, who were crowned Meath champions for the first time since 1963. While Port Arlington defeated Port Laois to win the football title in Laois, among their goal scorers was Colin Murphy, who recently returned from Australia, and he spoke to Mike McCartney.
To be able to come back and win a championship, win a fourth championship in 5 years, in a year that no one expected it, you know. I think the lads were written off from the start of the year. He got relegated in the league to Division 2, but the plan was always to peak for September, October, and I think that's exactly what they're doing at the minute, so it was brilliant.
And how much time did you have to get prepared from coming back from Australia into all of this?
Probably back around 2.5 weeks now at the minute. I got back to Thursday before the semi-final, so I came on for maybe half an hour, just try to get back up to speed and then try and get the hard yards and legs in the last 2 weeks and stay fresh at the same time, which isn't easy. But no, look, the lads are flying, so it's kind of easy just to slot in when they're moving so well.
And did you find that your time away in Oz created a bit of a hunger for you?
Absolutely, like, I love playing with my club, you know. It was an honour to be asked to come home. Like, obviously it costs money to come home, and look, it was just, if I could help in any way to come home, I would, and I'm just delighted to be able to play a part in it.
The icing on the cake was that goal in the dying minutes. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I suppose I think we were 6 or 7 points up at the end, and I kind of had a chance first half, missed, and then passed one off in the second half. So I suppose it was a little bit greedy. I was going for my own score, but look, I was just delighted to see it hit the back of the net.
That's Colin Murphy of Port Arlington. The GAA president, Jareth Burns, has suggested that the association should be open to debating the possibility of offering contracts to inter-county managers, given the time they put into the post, which is supposed to be a volunteer role. He made his comments during a radio interview on Sunday Sport. We'll have more on this later in the programme when the former GAA president, Liam O'Neill, will be speaking to Gavin. Pádraig Harrington finished second at the Champions event in North Carolina. The Dubliner closed with a 1-under-71, which saw him end up one shot behind the American winner, Gerry Kelly. The Irish team won won the final round of the FEI Eventing Nations Cup in the Netherlands. The team of Paris Olympians Aoife Clark, Susie Burry and Austin O'Connor, as well as Padraig McCarthy, led after Saturday's cross-country phase and further extended their advantage in yesterday's show jumping. And finally, in rugby, tributes are being paid to the former Ireland and Lions captain Ronnie Dawson, who's died at the age of 92.
Padraig, thank you very much indeed.